In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Between yesterday and today, in many places, a St. Patrick's parade is taking place. If you went to the one yesterday or planning to attend one, if we stop and see our surrounding on that parade or any other parade and start seeing the details of your surrounding, you're going to realize the differences of people that are different from you. People from different many backgrounds, people from different contexts, and so on. And by doing that, there is a message that is giving us itself about the diversity of the people attending that particular event. During the days leading up to Passover, Jerusalem was filled with the visitors from around Israel, not just Jews, but also Gentiles, believers of the Judaizers. The appearance of the Greeks who do not return once more in the text, but provides a context for a discussion in which the universality of Christ's mission is the primary theme, and in this way, the gospel of today starts at the very beginning addressing that there were Greeks. In today's reading of the gospel, we see that this attention draw about the Greek that was there, it was something normal, because it was a feast that people just attended. So from something that was very typical or something normal became something highlighted that also today we can think about it, about why highlight those that wasn't just youth. So we see that Jesus arrived in Jerusalem, was welcomed by the crowds as the Messiah. Some people describe the beginning of this text that the whole point about, plus the announcement of the imminent death of Jesus, it was about the outsiders. But I kind of disagree, because it is a yes and an and. I see as well a way that, yes, they are there, but they are part of us. They are not sitting different or apart. It is there among us, but we need to be aware that they are among us, not one of us. Just acknowledge who they are, the identity, and just being together. When we see in today's world, today's day, and we see about what's going on in today's gospel, and how when people refer to a group, in this case, the youth, everybody goes into an umbrella. Very familiar to known days, right? Like, I can speak for myself, for example. I speak Spanish as my first language. So right away, oh, you're Mexican. Well, Spanish is speak worldwide, not just in Mexico. Or, well, what's going on back in Venezuela? You are Latino. Well, I'm Puerto Rican. I don't know what's going on in Venezuela. I know what you know about reading and knowing the news. So it is this putting to everybody into an umbrella that in today's world, people in the minority of people that are different from us is still struggling. And still working to let our voice know and make ourselves know. So I kind of like the way the Gospels start today. So the Gospel scenario happened in a time where Jerusalem temple has sections divided. In the intention was that some Greek go in some other places that it wasn't with the Jewish community. The Greek do not have the same benefits or acceptance as Jews. And the message is that we also, when we look in our church today, in some places, we kind of still in the same spot. We haven't changed much, don't we? This looks like a practice that appears ongoing in today's society, that we need to understand the usefulness of the gospel, that sometimes appears that we overlook others different than us instead of addressing and make them welcome and part of us. And also the message of Christ's death and resurrection goes beyond our paradigms and also embrace all. And when we say all, it means all. When we are tempted to look God into a short mentality that do not allow us to look further of those that are not that are different from me, then there are things that we need to comprehend in the message of Christ die. So we need to also let die our prejudice. Let die all the things that blind our eyes to make Christ a new light and see further. One of the things we can see in our gospel today start in the reference of the people present. And one way to gain understanding of God's voice that Jesus addresses later in the text is seeing and comprehending the gospel from the margins. Like those people who were there who signs that you weren't familiar with their realities, classified them all as Greeks. And it is very curious that all of them that were different than Jews, they just not all the people, not just Greeks. But the location and the festivity that was going on, it was propense to have those. But the people needed to understand what was in their surrounding. So we hear that Jesus announcing his imminent death, and also we read and hear from the gospel about a voice that came. It made me laugh every time that I read and make me smile. And I picture Jesus saying, well, that voice is not for me, it's for you guys. So Jesus was first talking about his death and resurrection. And there was a voice then. So I was thinking and saying, so they indeed comprehend that Jesus was telling them about the resurrection, and they was needing an extra voice. So what's going on? It is not a bad thing to have an extra voice. Sometimes we need extra voices to understand what God is trying to tell us. But let us, this second voice, let a voice to confirm the first thing that maybe we don't do any click, but then we have our aha moment. Because we start to comprehend when we start hearing the second voice, could be God's voice as well. And then Jesus said that this voice was for their benefit. And I will say that the voices of that Jesus is still speaking in today's world, it is also for our benefits. What kind of benefits? The benefits that help us understand the injustice and inequities that we see in today's society. To comprehend of the injustice those around us and response to these. What are we seeing today in the gospel signs is the final time the world will hear Jesus teaching is a moment of decision. This is essentially the final opportunity to believe in Jesus and to listen to him and to do so. Also, an opportunity to start addressing those in the margins that are welcome to join the kingdom of God. An opportunity to start seeing and addressing those that maybe they're different than oneself. So we can start seeing the why the scriptures start with that quote. It is our start. It needs to be our start as well as a people of God and also as a Christian that we are disciples and learning from what Jesus is teaching us. According to verse 26, Jesus said, "If anyone serve me, let him follow me unto death. Wherever I am, so I am my servant be." This passage speak not just for the expense of discipleship, but also for its fruits and benefits. Following Jesus means following him even in challenging times, even in problematic times, and even when we are confronted. Also, it is to keep walking along with Jesus. Jesus nor or death is the end of the story. Jesus provides a striking description of his resurrection and death in the gospel. We do not see in today's reading fully explained about this mystery in particular. However, it makes a gesture towards comprehending him, his message, and why he went to the cross, and for who and are in the togetherness that God, Jesus Christ, is trying to convey. The discipleship path is the same as Jesus. The gospel describes is a road of service. I'll say this again. The discipleship path means a road of service. It's love that offers itself. As Jesus states in this verse, anyone loves his life must give up what he wants to follow Jesus. Jesus presents an enormous paradox that probably only a few completely understood. But we are in the path to understand and comprehend. The discipleship path is that discipleship, learning along the way. So let's make the things that we do not understand yet and make that in the path, make them die, and God resurrects new understanding about how be church, about how become deeper and do better as a Christians. A lot of people on the margins are waiting for us. And we have in our hands the hope, the love that most people are waiting. Amen.